Today is Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Listen now for God's holy word. The author says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and the sin that clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God." My friends, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God. This year, in the lead up to Scout Sunday, I had a question that I wanted to answer. My question was this: what exactly is the relationship between scouting and religion? We are here together, members of the church, a BSA troop, and a Cub Scout pack. And we together work and support one another. But what is the basis of our relationship? How exactly does scouting relate to religion? Perhaps that is a question you were asking yourself this morning as well. Perhaps that's a question you were asking yourself as you entered this sanctuary this morning. For the scouts, as you found your place in the church, maybe you were thinking to yourself, why in the world am I here today, sitting on this uncomfortable pew? And for the members of the congregation, as you saw the scouts in the parking lot and here in the sanctuary, maybe you were thinking to yourselves, why in the world are these scouts here today sitting in my uncomfortable pew? Personally, I wanted to know more clearly, why are we all here today? So this week I went digging into the history of scouting. I read about W.D. Boyce, the founder of the BSA, and the somewhat mythical stories from the beginning of the scouting program, which started in February in 1910. As I began my exploration, my first thought was that scouting seems like its own independent thing, separate and distinct from religion altogether. Scouting seems appropriately nonpartisan. That means that it doesn't come from any one religious tradition. It's not a program of the Roman Catholic Church. It's not the ministry of the Methodist Church or any Protestant denomination. Scouting isn't Jewish or Muslim or Hindu or Sikh. Anyone of any faith or religious background can be a scout. In that sense, scouting seems to be something that is separate from religion altogether. And there are other organizations in our world that are, in fact, completely separate from religion. If you join a baseball team, religion will not be a factor. I'm a member of the local Rotary Club, which is an organization that is specifically not religious. My first thought this week was that scouting was like baseball or Rotary, but that isn't the case. Interestingly, the scouting program acknowledges the importance of religion and religious duties for scouts. More than acknowledging religion, scouts are encouraged, required even, to engage with their own religious beliefs and responsibilities. In the scout law, scouts acknowledge that they are to be reverent towards God, and faithful to their own religious duties. Scouting is therefore different from baseball or Rotary. Scouting, in a certain sense, is a religious program. Now, that conclusion on its own is an interesting conclusion to reach. But there are other questions. Why? Why is scouting religious? How and why did religion find its way into this program, which for many of us is something that we associate most closely with learning how to tie knots, go camping, and paddling canoes? Why is scouting different from recreational baseball and Rotary? Why is religion a part of this program? It might be tempting to think of scouts' religious duties as just one piece of the scouting puzzle. According to the BSA website, there are over 135 different merit badges that a scout can earn and add to their sash. So too, puzzles have hundreds of pieces. You can earn badges for focuses like business, science, archery, cooking, boating, and cycling. And it's reasonable to think that religion is just one area of study, one focus that scouting encourages youth to engage and experience. It's tempting to think that a scout's religious duties are just one badge among many, one piece of the scouting puzzle. That seems like a good answer to the question of how scouting and religion are related, but the history of the scouting program reveals that religion is more than just one piece of the puzzle. When scouting was being created back in February of 1910, the whole program, everything about scouting was seen and understood to derive from the goals and the mission of a religious worldview. The founders of the BSA were people of faith, and as people of faith, they put this scouting program together to help train up young people to be capable, confident citizens. They did so because they believed that the goal of raising up young people, they believed that the work and the goals of scouting would help them and others be faithful to what they believed was God's desire and God's calling for this world. The founders of scouting believed that God wanted young people to have help in learning and growing. That God wanted young people to learn lessons that would teach them to be resilient, courageous, and courteous. They believed that God wanted young people to develop leadership skills, build friendships, and learn how to help one another in and outside of the troop. The founders of the BSA believed that this was part of their calling from God. Their calling was to bless young people and help them to develop into good citizens, not just for the sake of American society, but for the sake of God and God's purposes. Our scouting programs were and are an expression of religious beliefs. Religious beliefs that raising up young people honors God and is faithful to God's calling. Scouts and Cub Scouts, you are here today in part to acknowledge your religious duties. Whether you are Protestant or Catholic, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Sikh, or a member of any other religious tradition, you are here today to be reminded that scouting is a program that helps you to live into your deepest, your highest, and your most foundational callings in life. You are here today so that I and this church community and all of us can encourage you to think carefully about your relationship to God and faith and religion. You are here today to be reminded that your place in the scouting program is a way for you to honor the divine, to be faithful to the calling that the divine has put on your life, and to grow and to learn about your beliefs and your service to God in this world. To borrow the words from Scripture, we are here today gathered as a great cloud of witnesses. We are a great cloud of people, a great collection of people who are here today to surround you, scouts, and to give you and to show you our support, our prayers, and our encouragement. Our scripture passage for today from the book of Hebrews acknowledges that a life lived from a foundation of faith can sometimes be a struggle. The author of the book of Hebrews was writing to people of faith who were facing difficulties. They had made commitments to serve God. They had made commitments to be God's servants in this world, to make a positive impact. But in the face of setbacks and struggles, some were considering turning back. And so the author of the book of Hebrews wrote this letter to encourage their friends to continue to run the race of faith with endurance and perseverance. The author drew to mind great examples of faith from the past, and he drew to mind the example of Christ Jesus, who gave an example of endurance and perseverance in the face of difficulty. The point was that others have run this race before us, and we are not alone in the struggles and challenges that we may face. We are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses and supporters. And of course, God is looking out for us as well. Scouts, friends and families of the Scouts, members of the church, we all at times need encouragement. For Christians, we are in the season of Lent, and many of us have made commitments in the season of Lent. We have taken on new devotional projects. Perhaps we are fasting or engaging with prayer and Bible study in new and rejuvenated ways. We have made commitments to God for these 40 days of Lent. And today, 5 days into those new Lenten commitments, perhaps some of us are feeling ready to turn back and throw in the towel. This morning, God offers us a word of encouragement. This morning, God reminds us that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. This morning, God reminds us that Jesus knows our struggles and our challenges. He came to earth and he experienced the difficulties of this life. And Jesus is still with us. This morning, God encourages us to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. God encourages us to continue to seek in this season of Lent, to deepen our faith, to go the extra mile in our expressions of devotion. This is a good message for all of us. Whether we are Scouts or members of this church, we are on a shared mission. We are here to grow and to develop into the people who we believe God has called us to be. We are not alone in this process of growth. We have one another as supporters, guides, teachers, and encouragers. We are together a great cloud of witnesses. And we are here today to remember that God is with us as well. So, my friends, how does scouting relate to religion? This week I've come to understand that religion is actually the foundation upon which scouting is built. Religion is not just one piece of the scouting puzzle. Instead, religion and religious beliefs, a religious worldview, the founders of scouting, their belief in God and God's desire for young people, those religious convictions, rather than being understood as a piece of the puzzle, can be understood as the table upon which the puzzle itself rests. Our religious beliefs are not meant to be one badge upon a sash. Instead, a scout's religious motivations are meant to be the sash itself, upon which every other scouting accomplishment is affixed. Scouting has a religious foundation, and as the scouting program has grown and developed over the years, this religious conviction has remained. Scouts of all faiths, no matter their beliefs, are encouraged to approach scouting as a series of programs and experiences and challenges that help each and every scout to live more deeply and more fully into their calling to be reverent to the divine and faithful to their beliefs. Scouting has a religious foundation, and of course, our church supports Troop 46 and PAC 185 out of our religious foundation, our understanding of God's calling and mission for our church. Here at this church, we believe that God calls us and desires for us to use all of our resources to bless and to care for this world as best as we can. We live out that calling in many ways, and our charter relationships with Troop 46 and PAC 185 are just two expressions of our sense of faithfulness to God. Our charter relationships with you all allow us to be faithful to God as we promote and support and pray for the wonderful work done in the Troop and the PAC to love and care for and raise up children and young adults for life and service here in God's world. And so to the Scouts, to your leaders, to your families, we at the Blauenberg Reformed Church are honored to be your charter organization. And my prayer is that with God's help and with the strong encouragement of this great cloud of witnesses, we may each and every one of us be encouraged to run with grace and perseverance the race that is set before us. Thanks be to God. Amen.